Morgan, I want to tell you, Morgan,
what?
you are always good when you come on, okay?
Oh.
and I have a project. I have a project for you, Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to teach Dwayne how to be good.
Oh, Jesus! I think I've done that many times for many people, but I'm not sure I can do that.
Okay. this is Dwayne. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, this is Dwayne's mom.
Dwayne, you've already identified yourself.
No kidding.
Now, this is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, good evening. It's Colleen in Vancouver. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Colleen. You know, you're another one. You're another one that I think you and Morgan should do a training class. For Dwayne.
With Vancouver.
In
this
British
is Dwayne. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Canadian.
This is Don in Superior,
Wisconsin. That was in, who was that in Wisconsin?
Don.
Don, that's what I thought. Okay. And it's Terry on. I probably scared Terry away.
Oh, Marilla, I love that laugh.
Isn't that wonderful? We can all have private crushes on each other. We don't have to worry about combing our hair, putting our deodorant on. And you can go into Star One.
Are you telling us you're in your underwear again?
We can get that right when it's called Pound One. It always has been. You keep calling Star One because you get confused with Star Six.
Are you in your underwear again, Wynn?
Don't ask me. I am not confessing. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city? No. Okay.
We had some people in Pound One. They may be coming back in.
They're in Pound One?
There were some people in Pound One, and whenever they come back into the main room, you get the ding-a-ling.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, one more ding-a-ling? Oh, no.
Hey, who's he calling a ding-a-ling?
He said it comes back from Pound One.
You know what? I can tell you guys one thing. If this is what heaven
Barry
is like...
Barry had a song.
If this is what heaven is like, I don't think I want to go.
We'll give you a private room then.
Did you ever hear that story of the guy that died and got on the elevator, and he met St. Peter, and St. Peter took him up to this one, I forget the story, Keith. You know the story?
No.
Oh, yes.
He stops at one floor, and the elevator door opens, and there's these rock bands and women dancing, and everyone having a good time. And then he takes them to the next door, and everyone's kind of somber. They're playing harps and music. And he asks the guy, "Where do you want to go?" And he says, "I want to go where the women are dancing." And so St. Peter goes down, opens the door, and kicks him out. And there's all this fire and brimstone and people hitting sledgehammers. And the guy looks back and said, "What happened to the people dancing?" And St. Peter says, "That was the PR committee."
That reminds me of the Gary Larson cartoon. You ever see the one where the devil is showing an old man with a white beard into a room filled with little fat boys with accordions? And he says, "And here's your room, maestro."
Now, Terry is not here yet, right?
I don't think so.
I want you to know I'm not doing as good a job as Hive, okay?
Oh, that's a given. That is a real given.
Yeah. Would you go find where Terry is?
No, you never had that.
You know, maybe she doesn't want to come on.
Okay, we just muted Dwayne. Okay, got that over with.
That's mean. At least you didn't send him to room one.
That's a volitional choice. I can't send somebody there. Now, let me call Terry on the line and see what's going on here.
Hang on. This is Randall. I'm in the city.
Hang on. We actually are here. We're on VBS. We're live. And we're on the line. Where have you been, Terry? But she's here. She's going to be on the line in a moment. And I will get back and mute everybody, and we'll start. This is Lynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Patty from Houston.
Hi, Patty. And Patty, this isn't your first time, is it?
Well, no. My first time was right after you were on Coast to Coast, and I dialed in a couple of times, and I've been listening to you mostly on the Internet.
On the replays. Okay. Well,
no, on the Internet, live, but it's not working tonight for some reason on my computer.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your southern voice.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Peggy. I'm announcing myself.
Hi, Peggy. We're just about to
Hi, Wynn. Hello. I'm coming back from AWOL.
Now, Peggy, what city are you in?
I'm in Piedmont, near San Francisco, near Oakland, near Berkeley. Berkeley, your alma mater.
Oh, my God. I know Piedmont well. That's where that hotel is. Isn't it?
No. Are you thinking of the Claremont Hotel, maybe?
On
Ashby. That's a beautiful old hotel.
That's not in Piedmont, right?
No, it's on the way to Piedmont, though. It's a beautiful hotel. It almost burnt down in the 1991 fire, but the firemen took a stand right there because it's over 100 years old. Beautiful.
Okay. Now, I think Terry is on the line. Are you on, Terry? Hello,
yes,
Terry. I saw her dialing. All right. Well, I'll mute everybody and see what if I can come up with anything.
Muted.
I see Terry there. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Okay.
Here I am.
Thank goodness. Okay.
You're not going to have to channel tonight.
That's right. So, I'm going to have to do Hive's job.
This conference is being recorded.
And this is July 3rd, 2013. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and all of you everywhere on the call, on the Internet, and listening to the replays. And thank you so much for being here. And, you know, is that thing here? I'm just saying hello to her. I don't think she's going to talk tonight, but I'll see her. Hi's took the night off, and we have questions tonight. I think there was something I started to think that I was going to say. Believe it or not, coming in early on the call and saying hello to everybody, it disorients me a little bit because I'm in the zone of that zone. Hang on, let me get rid of all those clicks here. Okay, the chimes are off, and it's Wednesday night, and here we are, coming together again, once again, to feel the space. I know what I was thinking. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because, you know, what I've noticed is sometimes I say something and people don't get it the first time. They don't get it the second time. Sometimes I don't even get it when I say it. And I say, is that true? Well, one thing that I'm fairly sure is true is the greatest motivation for being alive is the value you're creating for another person. When you are not creating value, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling like life is meaningless, you have to figure out where to create value. And how do you know when you're creating value? It's not because somebody thanks you, not because somebody's polite. It's when you're creating value, there is gratitude. And gratitude, what is gratitude? Gratitude is different than appreciation. Gratitude is an energy wave. It comes back spontaneously on an inner level. And for whatever reason, everybody gets it when it's there. So gratitude sustains the energy. And creating value starts the energy. So I can say, for example, Terry creates great value for me. And I am grateful very much for the way she's contributed to my life for most of my life, a good portion of it. And I don't know if I'd be alive today if it wasn't for her. And, you know, she said at one point that she remembers when we were not in this realm and that I was doing things from the other side and I was teaching her how to cast energy. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is what she said. And it kind of fits the roles we play because I jumped into the realm and I disappeared and I didn't come back, and we were friends, and she was waiting for me. Do I have this right, Terry?
Yeah. It got very, very boring without you there. Nothing was happening.
I see. So you see, being graduated from this realm and being an angel, may not be a piece of cake, right? You're boring up there, right? So she jumped into this realm trying to figure out where I got to. And that might have been, how long ago? Millions of years ago? Billions of years?
Not even billions of years. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah. No, I don't remember any of this. But all I know is that when Terry met me, she just wanted to help me. I mean, she used to go out and do sunglass shows with me. She... we did crazy things together. One time, okay, this is something I never told you guys. Dwayne will appreciate this. Some years ago, I had joined this multi-level marketing company that had this product that they said grew hair. And so I gave the product to this one guy, his name was Fred, and all his hair grew back. And I said, oh my God, we're going to make a lot of money. And Terry and I were doing multi-level marketing at the time. And this was probably one of my first marketing ideas, because we were having all these people that were having results and growing hair, and their itching went away. And I made this little cassette tape, and I made copies of it. And then we went to a place in Los Angeles called Westwood, which is kind of like a shopping center, for near the UCLA. And okay, this is really funny. I had never told this story before. We would stand there watching people go by us, and when somebody went by that didn't have any hair, I'd run out and say, "Here, listen to my tape," and then I would take their phone number. I didn't tell them what the tape was for, and I think I named it "Gone Today, Hair Tomorrow." And is that right? Is that what I called it, Terry?
I think so.
Go up today, hair tomorrow. And and Terry and I called ourselves the Bald Busters. We didn't get rich on that. I got bored with it, I think. But we met some really fun people, and I think we did actually sell some of that product. So, Terry has been tracking me to make sure I didn't go down the tube this lifetime, thank God. And I am very grateful for that fact. And I think when I was younger, I didn't really appreciate her nearly as much as I do now. I mean, she would talk about this spiritual stuff and everything, and I'd say, what is this? I mean, who would believe, here I've known her for years, and one day she suddenly starts channeling the Elohim. It's pretty crazy. And I find out she was a former saint. See how crazy all this is? It is crazy, and this is Wednesday night, and we have learned to be of value to each other, genuine value, not the idea of value. And, I am so grateful that she's in my life, and if you were here earlier in the early part of the call, you would have heard me mention that we are taking a trip to Rochester, New York. And we're going there because Terry's brother passed away. And the funeral was on Friday, and so I decided to go with her. And so we're going to be on the East Coast for a week. I'm not sure what we're going to do. We rented a car, and we may drive around a little bit. If anyone is on the East Coast listening, and wants to have a flash lunch or something, and we might show up, okay? It helps if you want to make some donations for gas so we can drive there, but it could be fun. I used to live in Woodstock, New York. Well, I lived all over the place. I lived in Woodstock. I lived in New York City. I think I was even in Newport. And I remember on my first hitchhiking trip, I went across Canada and came into this country through Buffalo. And after being in Montreal and Toronto, and then I went from Buffalo to Rochester to New York City. And I was having an amazing time. So in any case, it's 6:20, and I'm looking at the last-minute questions here. And, you know, somebody sent me an email, and they thought that I should be addressing more of the negative things that are happening in the world. And so to take a moment of addressing them, there are really negative things that go on this planet. If you are reading the newspaper, you're probably being misled. If you're watching the news, you're probably being misled. If you're believing in our government, you're probably being misled. There's something called the elite, and there's a lot of control patterns that are going on, and there's plenty of stuff on the internet. And if you see something that's labeled conspiracy theory or cult, it's probably true, and it's probably spiritual. This is the way that the vocabulary in this realm is programmed so people can dismiss things easily. You realize that? That it's no accident. I mean, either something's true or it's not. Is it a conspiracy theory? You know, somebody is going to ask me, what's your opinion of God? And I don't have an opinion. It's like I'm in the middle of an experience. Many of you are having an experience as a result of your exposure to these calls. If you're having experience, it's not an opinion. If something's going on, it's going on. And it doesn't mean it's a conspiracy theory if it's happening. And so there's a lot going on. It's not our focus of these calls to talk about it. But it's good to say a little bit because you don't want to be fooled by believing in what the consensus believes in. And it's easy. It's the path of least resistance. It's, you know, it's easy to believe that the newspapers are right and that we have to worry about terrorists and et cetera, et cetera. It's easy to believe that and that, I mean, there's some truth in everything. So I'm sure that somewhere there's terrorists that we should worry about. But the scope of the issue is so much bigger than that. And you owe it to yourself to just, every time something happens, go do a YouTube search, put the word conspiracy on it, and see what comes up. And then draw your own conclusions. So on that note, I think we're taping. I hope so. Let me just check here. Just a moment. Yes, we are taping. I didn't forget to turn the tape recorder on. And yes, I miss Hives. He helps hold the energy together. And he has one of the best natures and genuine friendliness of anyone I could imagine. So on that note, Terry, you're not ready. I'm not ready. We should start. Okay?
Well, we're here.
But we're here. We showed up. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now, and do our sources have a greeting for us.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this third day of July 2013, planet Earth. We take a moment and we make ourselves available to each and every person who wishes to be touched by us or to connect with us. And we await your questions.
Thank you. Okay, this is from Tony in San Clemente, and also someone else, Cindy. Oh, not Cindy. Corolla. Corolla, let me just see. I think she did say where she was from. Maybe we should deal with them separately, although they have the same similar issues. Tony has had a consistent high-pitched ringing in his ears for about 8 months. What is the source of the tone? Does it have some physical cause, or is it something I am receiving from a higher realm? Is it my own individual vibratory frequency that I hear? As we raise our vibrational frequency, should this tone change pitch? What does it mean when the apparent volume changes? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see that part of the tone is to do with your own body system. And the tone is ringing in a resonance with the configuration of your own body system. Give us a moment. It is modulated to some degree by your location, by the food you eat. And we take another look. We see that your kidney area needs strengthening. And we suggest that you investigate what will strengthen your kidney system to free up the area in your ears to be more sensitive and more responsive. When this happens, the tone will change and will dissipate. There is some component of it that is to do with your surroundings. And the natural tone of the area within which you live. When you focus on it, then it continues as it is there all the time, but when you focus on other than that, then you begin to focus on the other frequencies in your environment, and that begins to recede. There are several things that we have mentioned here, and the component of it that is in your environment, you do not need to worry about. It is a natural frequency that you have become aware of, and it is something like a buzzing frequency that is the heart of the surroundings, and you do not need to worry about that. But as you strengthen your body, your attention to the tone can be less annoying. That is our answer.
Thank you. Now, there's a lady by the name of, let me see her, Corella Convery. I don't know her location. And she had a similar problem. Question. I don't know if you can tune into her without her location. Why do I hear the sounds in my ears? It's been increasingly noticeable for about 2 years.
We are attempting to connect. We would request that you bring the location in. Give us the location, and then we will answer at that time.
Okay, Corella, if you're listening, email me your location, and we'll go back to that question, okay? Next question is, hang on. From David in Grove City. And he asks about the religious idea of saying grace at a meal. And he's asking about the benefit, and does it prevent us from taking in fear or karma that our food may carry? Thank you.
Thank you. Saying grace at the beginning of a meal sets a tone for the meal and puts forth vibration through the food, and it helps to modify any of the harmful vibrations that have been picked up in the preparation of the food or in the growing of the food. So that if there was fear in the meat of the animal, at some point the grace can help to modify that and to make the food more harmonious. It can also set the tone of the people at the table, bringing them into a better state for digestion of their food. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman. And is there anything that can be done specifically to encourage the connection to the sources or increase the perception, reception of love light energy?
Thank you. Yes, there is one of the things that you can do is to simply observe. Observe when you are on the call. Observe the energy. Do not try to force it. Do not try to put it there. Or if you do, you will be putting up a barrier to the receipt of it. If you look for the frequencies, if you look for the love light without putting effort into it, without trying to see is it this frequency, is it that frequency, but just to be open. What is happening is you are looking at frequencies and you are seeing frequencies of matter around you. And the matter is of a different frequency than we are. We are not very much constructed of matter. And we do not have a very heavy vibration. It is just very light. And to be aware of it, one needs to look into the right place, frequency-wise. And it is a very high frequency. So if you look and you do not see it, then you are looking in an area of deeper, lower frequency emanation than we are. We are of a very light, very high frequency. We have a lot of joy and we have love. And that is on our frequency signature. Those are some clues.
Thank you. It seems to me that there's different ways that one can experience those frequencies. One is this overwhelming energy moving through your body, feeling expanded. And another way, and maybe I'll just have this clarified, it feels as if I scan my consciousness, there's a blip where the source energy is, and then I move back through it, and through it, and through it. Is that accurate?
The source energy, as you refer to it, we are looking where you are looking. And we do see a source energy. However, that our frequency is everywhere. The source energy, when we look at, is focalized then our energy is more everywhere through all pervasive, all there for anyone who wishes to look and see, or wishes to ask for it. We are not a focus lens. That is more the grounding energy, the center of the galaxy. Does that help?
Yes, thank you. Let's see. Okay, Don Hanson. Assuming the story of Genesis is telling us in a very simplified way how the Elohim created this realm, and I'm not sure that I would assume that. That's a big assumption. We've asked a lot of questions about how this realm was created. And, you know, in Genesis, it just sounds like the magical, powerful being called God that said, let there be light, and everything happened. Well, God is saying, if God said, let there be light, it seems to imply that light wasn't the first cause. What was the first cause? And then he asks, was the foundation of this reality constructed of sound?
Thank you. There is a cause beyond sound. There is a cause beyond light. And it is a one being, a one with the ability to be aware, the one with the ability to manifest, the one with the love to give, the one with the impetus to connect, to foster, to allow free will, to allow growth of hearts. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa in Reno, Nevada, she just sent me this question. Is there a reason that I'm feeling that my efforts, not a good sentence here. Teresa, I think you should send it to me again. Is there a reason why I'm feeling that my efforts to make my business successful? Is it a lesson of some kind for me? And it sounds like she's having trouble making her business successful. And is it a lesson? It's probably when your business is successful, it's a different kind of a lesson. I don't want to ask it because her English isn't good, and are our difficulties really lessons?
There are things to be learned in all difficulties, and it, since you're trapped, is not simply this one lifetime. It is a trap that is laid down and has different layers, so that when you have a difficulty, there is no blame, because when an individual comes in to the third density realm, there are tremendous complications that one is not aware of. You do not know how to navigate through some of the difficult times, and it is through experience that they can begin to learn to become a master at how to negotiate the changing currents, to learn some of the basics. There are some of the basics that would help so much in all difficulties. One of them is communication, to let people know what is going on. That will just relieve some of the pressure right there. And then other people can know how to help you better, or can know what it is that is bothering you, and will be able to work with you or to be friends with you better, because they have a better understanding of what is going on, and they know how to help you and learn how to tell what you need. This is where asking is one of the things that can help, one of the major ground things that can help with difficulties, because if you go out and ask, ask this person and that person, and look it up on the internet, and read, and go to the library and ask experts, and you will see that it is not only you that has had that difficulty. Other people in history have had that difficulty. You are not the only one. And then you will be able, through the asking, to find out how other people have handled those difficulties. And if you're having difficulty with your business, there are ways to research and find out who else has had those same difficulties and how have their solutions been. As you begin to look at all aspects and communicate and ask for the help that you need, you can begin to dissolve some of the barriers and can begin to work out some of the difficulties.
Thank you. Next question.
Well, we say one other thing, that you have asked if these are lessons. The lessons that you are thinking of them are not that specific. There are broader lessons, such as asking, communicating, that it will help you in your growth process. So the lesson may not be in the place you are looking for the lesson. However, there are lessons there.
This is from Paul in Reno, who believes that some people have multiple personality disorders, and they have diabetes in one personality, but not in the other personalities they may have. Could you explain how this can be?
Yes, this is very true. And it is that if you have a multiple personality, and one of the personalities within its makeup has none of the characteristics that set body off into a response of diabetes. And if it has within it, the individual has that particular entity or personality has within it the strength of connecting with the body and in connecting with the organs of the body in such a way that the body does not a block flows. Does not block energy flows or actual flows of food and liquids and energies all through the body, then when that personality is in charge of the body, then the body eliminates those experiences of diabetes. But when another individual then moves into the governing of the body, it may have certain blockages of flows of liquids, certain emotional nervousness and characteristics that the body then responds with diabetes. And this has been shown that different, in a personality disorder, different personalities have different difficulties with the body.
Thank you. I think that's our question for this evening. And I'm very tired. We have to get ready to leave tonight for the East Coast. So I think I'm just going to leave this call 3 minutes early. Let me just see if there's anything important that came in. I was somehow removed from the email list. That's from Michael Barrett. Michael, can you try a different email? Or can you go back in your emails and put whoever it came from as your contact, okay, in your contact list? Because this happens, and I don't know where to go to figure it out. I can check and see if you're on the list, but oftentimes people are on the list, and for some reason, they suddenly stop getting emails, and I can't investigate any more than that, other than knowing they're on the list and they stop. So, see if that works. In the worst case, open up a Gmail account or something that's just dedicated to this work and sign up with that account, okay? So, on that note, let me just open everybody up. We will see you all next time. Excuse me, I got really tired.
Unmuted.
Because I was doing Heisen's job.
Thank you, Mr. Barry. Thank you. 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 watching the fireworks.
Be around me.
Your conference recording has stopped.
All right, you little stinker, you're out there.